top places in the Joburg area. People used to come here on a Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. Portburg Square was the place where you used to find families gathering here for a quick meal, bargain that you used to get. And it is reported that nowadays we're asking people, like, where do you go during the weekend, and Portburg Square doesn't come up at all. And this was the place that people used to go to every weekend. It was busy. The place was pumping. You could never get a place to park. We're now speaking to a social activist, Aziz Ali, who's from this area. And he's going to explain to us what some of the problems in Portburg Square has been facing for the past 10 years.
The problem with Portburg Square is over the past 10 years, as mentioned earlier, it has deteriorated rapidly. There's a lot of crime that's happening in the area. People don't want to come into Portburg Square, especially at night, because of the crime. Because of the state of Portburg Square, there is filth, there is rats, there is stench because of sewage that's flowing all around. It's urban decay, and yet this is a place that sells fresh food, vegetables, fruit, and the health hazard that's building up in the square is obviously going to grow much bigger over the years if nothing is done. There were reports of upgrades being done into Portburg Square. Allegedly, there's been 10 million rand that has been spent in uplifting the roof and putting compliance checks in terms of the stalls, etc. But if you go into Portburg Square, you will see that there is no compliance. We have all these stalls. There's no walking space between the stalls. If a fire has to break out, there will be a stampede because there's no safety measures in place and innocent people will get injured. In terms of the food stalls that are here in Portburg Square, if you go to any of the food stalls, they are non-compliant. They are not practicing basic hygiene of handling food, gloves, covering their hair while serving food. Some of them don't even have licenses to operate as a food retailer. So these are some of the concerns that are occurring in Portburg Square.
You did mention that you've contacted obviously the local council. That is the one that you need to bring the issue up. Has this been brought up with the local council?
So it has been brought up. We had a meeting with him last year during lockdown where he mentioned that the second phase of renovations that took place during lockdown was for compliance, but I don't see any compliance here. You've walked through and you've seen it yourself. I mean, the stalls are literally on top of one another. From a health perspective, people are dumping on every corner. There was a skip on the other street where people were supposed to throw their dirt in. That skip is now removed, so now they're throwing their dirt on the street corners, the eggshells. So we really need to uplift this space. We really need to attract or bring in authorities to constantly monitor this and check that the shop owners and the storekeepers comply. Because there was, as we contacted him, he had a whole big JMPD come out, etc. One of the shops was fined for illegal dumping. But that's all fanfare, because after that raid, there's no follow through. And then everything just detracts and goes back to where it is.
Radio Star will contact the local councillor for his comment when it comes to these allegations that have been put forward.